see, once that little Jim McGunn, he used to be principal at school. And he had a band there one time, Gunn. And he was principal at school. And they named it later after him. One time, it was Clear Creek. And then they went to Northwest. You know, when they integrated, they put school Northwest down there. And Northeast one time. And then they built Clear Creek School when they integrated on down the road a little bit further, 27 miles past that day before yesterday. And then they come back and name that Gunn School. Old Clear Creek was named Gunn School right on Michigan Hammer Road then. Yeah, that's right.
So the urban renewal and integration did a lot to kind of hurt a lot of the black schools in Charlotte.
Yeah, that's right, because a lot of them did disbanded them. And look at Zeb Band. You know, the third one, it's gone. Isabella White, gone. And let's see. There's another one. You remember Zeb Band down there?
Mm-hmm.
Right off Cedar Street? Miss Spears used to be trusted there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of any other. Billville School, right there at the bridge, where William Hashington, gone. Fabian School over there in Greenwood, gone. The school down there, Double Oak, it's gone. You know, where McNight used to be front. Back down there off of, back in there behind Fabian Homes, like,
mm-hmm.
There was a school back in there. And McNight used to be, he dead now. That's all gone. I don't know what it is back in there, I tell you the truth now. Yeah. And other school up there, on Hudson Avenue gone. No talking about you, we found up there. It's gone. Tom dead too, but that school gone. And Bethune on Grim Street, it's gone. Yeah. See, after we would have moved over in there and tore it down. Yeah.
But West Charlotte still exists.
Yeah, it still exists. See, now, West Charlotte wasn't built till 1937. And Professor Blake was the first president. He was the second one out of San Juan. He was cheating the second one. They made him president of West Charlotte, which is Northwest right now. Second one wasn't built till 1923. You know where you had to go to school to get your high school diploma? Smith. John C. Smith. He had a high school. John C. Smith was a high school. Now, I used to tell him to tell me, he said, I finished Smith. Well, I thought the guy went to college, you know. He said, well, I finished Smith. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't question him more about you when he got him into college. Then later on, I learned that the second world wasn't built until 1923, and if you got a high school diploma, you had to go to Smith and get it. They had a high school out there. Then the fellow told me, he said, yeah, that's right. So I would better get my high school diploma. So, Charlotte ain't been, you know, the most out people, you know. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, Charlotte tricked the white man in town. They didn't run this town. When I first came, I told a fella, I said, man, I said, you know, this, I think it's kind of a white man in town. I said, because I don't see no taxis here. No, we didn't have no cabs here. There wasn't no cab line. And I said, I don't bring them. And I said, how the fella own the cab line? I said, you go right in here like they got the cab line. They own them. And I said, big Charlotte, y'all mean tell me y'all ain't got a cab company? No. No cab company. And I said, this is, and I tell you nothing. I said, no, folks, people have a service station here. I said, y'all ain't got a service station here. I said, my hometown, I got a service station, a modern service station with restrooms and everything in. And a modern type garage with the lifts and everything, lifts the cars up on. I said, it's small as women, they got that. And it's owned by Afro-American too.
So not even in Brooklyn, you didn't even have a service station or a taxi service or anything?
No cab, nothing. And Mr. Blake and them built a little building up there on the corner first. And Bavard, his dad had a little service station there. It was all a gas station. Wasn't no service, it was a gas station. Just pump gas, you know. But certainly he could give you full service, you know. That's all they had up there. And he the only one had one. I said, look at these grocery stores. I said, all these grocery stores owned by white folks. I said, my hometown, my daddy owned a grocery named Mag Brown. And I said, around the corner there, Calvin Brown, Calvin Roy, built a grocery on the ground, and he owns it on his own plant, land. I said, then up the street there, Tom Brown got a grocery store. He's a preacher, I said, he got a grocery store. And I said, you mean to tell me all these stores, you see our folk working in it, but the white man owned them. Owned the grocery right here in Charlotte.
So that was in Brooklyn and Brooklyn, all the other
Brooklyn. Black. Yeah, and over in First World War II. And one man had a grocery store, but I recall that was Mr. Leon Alexander. Right on the corner when Congress had a store, and some of the boys had a grocery store. They had a grocery store. Yeah, but no man, Leon had a grocery store over there in First World War. All the rest of them was run by. And old man Harris had one out in Greenville. He owned up. But most all of Brooklyn had more than any of them, but all of them run by white. Had our fellows running the stores, selling stuff, clothes and all that stuff, but they were on. You see them in there. Yeah. So that's the way it was going. I guess in third one, I don't know nobody had a grocery store in third one. I don't recall a few of them. Just like I said, a lot of them cash people, owned by white people. You know, Bill Bryan owned a lot of them. He let them run them, you know. Give him a chance to make money. And most of the buildings owned by him and some white real estate don't own the building. They didn't own the building or nothing yet. But you know, when you own it, you go out and put the building up and everything, you know, like McDonald's done. Yeah. But it's always been kind of strange around here. You know, I'm going to tell you another thing. They ain't want Bob John to have that basketball team. You know that? Did you ever notice that?
Well, yeah, well.
You ever think about who they want to have it? You ever think?
I don't know.
Larry Bird. You could tell it. Mm-hmm. You could tell it. They want Larry Bird to have that team. And I just hope that he don't, you know, surround himself with too many. You know, he better get some. Had him Hugh McCall. See, Hugh McCall came to his resident. When you call the shot, he called the shot in Dallas. Yeah, him and like John Belton, them folks called the shot. Big folks wouldn't call the shot. You took all the talk you wanted. Like what fellow said, he said, when five, who that lady said, when five white men, I believe Miss Crosby, five white men said something, that's it. And said, when they said something, that's it. And then you said nothing else.
Now, John Belt was one of the white leaders in Charlotte during urban renewal, right?
Yeah. See, John is, this on the biggest GPA, you know, John, they're already, they call him Millionaire John Belt, you know, he's a good guy.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he retired those days from he owned Belt stuff, mm-hmm. South Park, he the one developed South Park. Mm-hmm. And he gonna retire. He pictured the paper the other day. Mm-hmm. But he was a nice guy to call. I've talked with him 2-3 times. He was all right. He's all right to deal with. He just nice as he want to be. John Bell.
Did you know any other of the other white leaders like during the time of urban renewal that were like in on the process?
I didn't know too many of them. No, I didn't deal with too many of them back then. Mm-hmm. See, Mr. Grillen was dealing with them then because that was his property over there and everything. But he had to do a lot of property. He had to give up some roof. You know, but he had some houses over there. Had to go though. Yeah, sure did.
Well, is there anything else you want to ask?
Well, I guess that's anything else you want to ask. Maybe if I can help you, I'll be glad to answer.
Well, I think that's it for now.
Yes, ma'am.
But thank you for your time.
You're welcome now. Anything, if you have anything other help to you, let me know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.